When I was a little boy, I used to love to play the game, the three-legged race. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Me and my friend would get at the starting line. We would tie our legs together, and then we would start running or walking very fast. But I found out that to win the game, you're going to have to run together at the same pace, at the same stride. If not, then what's going to happen? You're going to crash, and you're not going to be able to finish the race.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you with us today, and I pray that this short devotional might be a blessing to you. We are in Genesis chapter 6. We're dealing with the fact that Noah walked with God. He was a man that walked in his integrity, a man of righteousness. Why was he righteous? Because he believed in the Lord. He believed in God, and he obeyed the Word of the Lord. The Bible said in Genesis 6, verse 9, Noah walked with God. I would say that's pretty important since we know that judgment is just around the corner. God is about to flood the earth because of the sin and the wickedness on the face of the earth. But those on the ark were saved. I pray that you are on the spiritual ark, Christ Jesus, right now. I pray that you know the Lord, not just about God, but you have a personal living relationship with Jesus Christ. Noah walked with God. That's pretty important, isn't it? You know, there were others in the Bible that also walked with God. Genesis 5 and 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. In other words, Enoch served God. He had a personal relationship with the God of heaven. He communed with the Lord. How beautiful that relationship must have been. Enoch was a man of faith, wasn't he? He was a man that believed God, a man that trusted in the Lord. Well, what does it mean to walk or to walk with God? It means this: to be in agreement. In other words, there's a harmony, a oneness, if you will, because it's hard to walk with somebody that you do not agree with. Wouldn't you agree? It's hard to walk with somebody if you are not in agreement with them. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 says this: can two walk together except they be agreed? The answer to that question is no. They can't walk together if they're not agreed. You know, I remember when I was younger, I was a little boy, I can't do it now, but when I was a little boy, we used to play this game. It was called the three-legged race. And you'd tie a rope with a friend together. You'd tie your leg together and you would run or you would walk in a race with your leg tied together. My friend, I can say this, you're not going anywhere unless you are in agreement. You have to be in agreement with your step, with your stride, with your pace. If not, then you're going to fall down and you're going to lose the race. Beloved, can I just ask you a question? How can we walk with God unless we are in agreement with God? You see, we say that we walk with God, but are we doing our own thing instead of doing the will of God for our lives? See, we want God to be in step with us at our pace, at our stride, at our timing, yet we say that we walk with God. Folks, I find, maybe you disagree, I don't know, but I find that the modern church today really isn't walking with God. The modern church today seems to be walking with the world more than with God. It seems the church wants to be like the world, walk like them, talk like them, dress like them, act like them, be in step with them, and also be accepted by them. So my friend, who are we walking with today? To me, it appears that we are in a three-legged race with the world. But to love this world or to have friendship with this world is to make yourself an enemy of God. The book of James tells us that. Listen, no real fellowship can exist between two people unless they agree on fundamental truths. We can have no real, genuine relationship with God unless we accept His word and agree with it. I pray right now that you are in step with God and that you agree with Him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.